Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
And Jalen Thompson is on that hotline. We're going to talk Royals. Jalen, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Bob and Jeff. How are you guys doing?
You know, we're hanging in there. We missed baseball season, but we got winter meetings coming up next week down in Dallas, so that'll be exciting, we hope. The Royals have already made a trade, a substantive trade, getting Jonathan India from the Reds, giving up Brady Singer. And it sounds like they're back in the mode of being pretty aggressive. What are you hearing?
Yeah, the Royals, they're looking to upgrade their offense in any way that they can. They took a big step in doing that and getting Jonathan India. When you look at what Jonathan India has done in his Major League Baseball career, he's been a very strong leadoff hitter. He's someone that gets on base, he hits doubles, and he can hit home runs from time to time as well. And that will play well in the big and spacious Kauffman Stadium, as that the double alleys are out there, and it's a good chance for him to be able to take advantage of that. The Royals didn't necessarily want to part with, you know, Brady Singer today, but they understood that if they wanted to improve their offense, then that was one way to do it, and that was to give up a good starting pitcher that has a couple more years of control left, and that's what they were able to do, and that's why India is here, along with Joey Weimer as well, who is someone that could potentially crack the 26-man roster maybe in 2025 as a fourth outfielder if he puts it together.
Yeah, so they picked up an infielder, they picked up an outfielder. It remains to be seen if Weimer's going to be an everyday guy, but obviously India is projected to be that. What else are the Royals looking to do? What's on their wish list and their checklist next week at the meetings?
Yeah, when you look at what the Royals want to add next, they would like to add more slugging in the lineup, potentially someone that could probably slot in behind Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pasquantino, and Salvador Perez, and really just lengthen out their lineup a little bit more. Think someone that can possibly hit home runs and provide that power and that slug that is needed to complement a lineup when you're going into the deeper games and the playoffs and you're facing tough pitching. You need those guys that can contribute and produce. And I think we saw that this past season when the Royals got past with Pasquantino and Perez, the lineup kind of bottomed out. You were forced to see if MJ Melendez could drive in a run, or Yuli Gurriel, or Hunter Renfroe, or Tommy Pham, whoever's in the lineup. Now the Royals want to kind of rectify that and get a player that could potentially be that guy that could hit fifth or sixth and give you that production that you needed. And on secondly, the Royals will also, you know, you get rid of Brady Singer, you might need to have another veteran option that can be a pitcher for you guys in the back end of the bullpen, or potentially in that long relief role that can be either a starter or a reliever, whichever they might need. So I would look at maybe potentially, do they want to kick the tires on Michael Lorenzen? He played that role well for them last year, and he could slot right back in. So that could be something that could be an option as well.
Talking now with Jalen Thompson from the Kansas City Star. We've got the winter meetings coming up next week. We expect a lot of movement. We expect maybe Juan Soto to sign even before the winter meetings begin. It sounds like he's close. Of course, the Royals not swimming in those waters. But when you mention upgrade of a lineup, would they be willing to get into the Anthony Santander discussion, the free agent outfielder from Baltimore, who hit 44 home runs last year?
Yeah, I'm sure the Royals have considered all options that are on the table as far as upgrading the lineup. Really, what it comes down to is you're going to have to see, do you want to get this done in free agency or do you want to get it done on the trade market? And that might come down to what are you willing to give up if you can go and get someone that is available for trade. Are you willing to stomach losing a few prospects or maybe a guy that's in the major leagues to fill the offense that way? Or do you want to shell out some money to fill in with the free agency? Because as you guys know, when it comes to free agency, there's a lot of teams that's looking for a bat, and that could drive the prices up. So it's a matter of how deep do the Royals want to be in that part of the offseason free agency, or do you want to explore the trade market like they did with Jonathan India?
Well, I think you can get Santander for 5 years, $120 million. Yeah, would the Royals think about something like that?
I'm sure that all options, like I said, all options will be on the table. And like if that's something that they want to potentially see, I mean, I think Santander's production speaks for himself. He hit those, like you said, 44 home runs last year, and that would be a great piece to add to a Royals lineup if that's the road they want to go down. But like I said, it's just going to depend on what the offers are, and you know, really what happens when Juan Soto signs too, because there are a lot of teams that are in on Soto. So do those teams shift their attention to a Santander as the fallback option if they miss out on the Soto sweepstakes?
Well, you better go get him before that mm-hmm. happens. Jeff scoffed at my contract for Santander. What do you think it's going to be?
It might be that, but I just don't know if I'd want to pay that. If well, the Royals
he's only 30 years old.
Yeah, he's not a guy that to me ages well, but we'll see. I was going to ask you, Jalen, how much of the Royals banking on the starting pitching being as good as it was last year? They brought Waka back. Seth Lugo's in his mid-30s. Not to say that's not repeatable, but I think Reagan's is a pretty sure thing. What are some potential contingency plans if there's an injury or if somebody drops off just a bit?
Yeah, I think with how the Royals are looking at their starting rotation, you mentioned the top three, Cole Reagan, Seth Lugo, Michael Waka. They're going to lean on those three guys to really carry the rotation, but you also potentially could have Chris Bubich fill in a starting role. You could also see Kyle Wright. He's coming back from right shoulder surgery. And when he last pitched, he was a 21-game winner with the Atlanta Braves. So you know he can produce when he's pitching well. Also, they have young guys in the system. Noah Cameron is someone that they put on the 40-man roster. He was really making strides in the minor leagues last season before, you know, coming up this year and be on that 40-man. So they have some options that they could look at. And like J.J. Foucault has said and Matt Quatrell has echoed, you need depth because the pitching was remarkably healthy last year. That's not always going to be the case. So you're going to have guys 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe even 10 guys that can pitch games. I also forgot about Daniel Lynch, Alan Marsh. All those guys have experience. So they're going to have to lean on their young guys unless they go out and potentially get another veteran to kind of help be that stopgap.
Talking with Jalen Thompson, Major League Baseball, Kansas City Royals. So the division last year, Cleveland won it. We expect them to be good again. Detroit got hot late and made a run in the playoffs. We expect them to be pretty good. Minnesota faltered, but they certainly have an interesting roster and we think a good team. And then you have the Royals. It's really anybody's guess as to who's going to rise to the top of that division in 25, don't you think?
I think so. And like you said, it could be anyone. You look at what Cleveland did. Cleveland had manager of the year in Stephen Vogt. He comes in, he inherits a roster, they go, and they pretty much own the division the entire year. They have great pitching. They have a great closer in Emmanuel Clase, and they just figure out a way to get things done. You look at Detroit Tigers. The Detroit Tigers were a scrappy team. They got hot at the right time, and that propelled them to being into the playoff mix and making the playoffs. We can't forget about – we know the Royals have done, and, you know, they're looking to make the next step. So those are three teams right there that could potentially be back in the playoff mix once again in the American League. And then looking at what – other teams in the division could possibly do. The Minnesota Twins, they were right there as well. You know, they're going to come back with vengeance. So it just depends on who wins these matchups when the head-to-heads are coming together this next season. And I think that's going to be a key point for the Royals to do if they want to get back to where they were this past season.
So I'm going to ask you to look into your crystal ball, which is unfair to you, but that's what I do. Will the Royals make a significant move at the winter meetings?
I think the Royals will make a move at the winter meetings. And I think it's going to be something to address that offensive firepower that they need, the slug. Because if you look at kind of how J.J. Piccolo operates and how he's kind of made and put this team together, he's always went out and he's made an aggressive move. You saw that last year when he went out and he got the Seth Lugo and he got the Michael Wacha, and you saw how both of those were aggressive and leading to them spending over $100 million collectively to fix the foundation of the team. This year, he was already aggressive in getting Jonathan India and re-signing Michael Wacha as well. So I think the Royals will go out and they'll make a move and they'll get someone that can hit those home runs and be the fifth piece in that lineup for the team. So I'm looking forward to see who that will be.
All right, Jalen, we appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on our show and talking Royals. We'll catch you sometime before the season starts, okay?
Sounds good. And if I don't see you guys before then, have a great holiday season. And, you know, I'm looking forward to what's next.
And stop being so dang nice, would you?
Never stop doing
it
that.
It doesn't fit on this show, but we love you.
Hey, man, I love
Take
you guys.
Take care, Jalen.
All right, same to you. All right, bye.
Thanks.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.